Look, Captain Beryllium, you've got to understand that Advik and I aren't enemy agents. I've not got a duplicitous bone in my body. An Advik. I mean, Advik. Take a look at his sweet, innocent, stupid face and ask yourself, is this the kind of guy who'd try and explode your ship?
Dr. Weasel, I understand. I do. Totally. But Lieutenant Wormington's got me over the space-time regulations book 6 ways from next Tuesday.
I think it actually happened to me one time on that harem of Eroticon 6.
Shut up, Dr. Weasel. And sorry, Captain, his mind tends to wander when he's in mortal terror. But his earlier comments stand. Neither of us are bad guys. Why, I corrected all those navigation problems to your computer for a start.
Oh, believe me, gentlemen. You've both been nothing but civil and helpful throughout this whole debacle. It's pretty much the only reason I could persuade Wormington to let me lock you in this cabin rather than shoot you both on the spot. I'm going back to the bridge now to discuss the incident. I'm pretty sure I'll be able to get him to agree to simple confinement followed by a trial on Earth, in which case, well, I can't promise it'll be a comfortable ride, but at least you'll get your day in a UE court.
Do you think the captain will persuade the lieutenant of our innocence, Doctor?
I'm not sure, Advik, old chum. Wormington's hackles are right up and he's out for blood. Yet the thing that everyone's forgetting is, if we didn't kill that crewman,
someone else did. Do you think it was Wormington himself?
Possibly, but that poor sod, Crewman Crunchy, his neck was snapped clean through. Said so in the medical report. Either someone on the Shazbot's crew is a whole lot stronger than the human norm.
Or there's something else aboard the ship.
In the 28th century, the space freighter Shazbot and her small crew are on a crucial mission of mercy. But blundering into unfolding events are Dr. Weasel and his companion Advik Goose. Mystery and death stalk the metallic corridors like a bespectacled traffic warden in Dr. Weasel. Goose Shock, Part 3.
The captain might think that this doctor and Advik aren't enemy agents, Tompkins, but she's gone soft in her old age. I told you East Space Command as much before we embarked. They should have pensioned her off, put someone with actual military experience in command.
Oh, you make a lot of sense, Lieutenant, considering our cargo's importance to Earth.
Have you finished reverting Advik's Navicomp corrections yet, Corporal?
Now, just about, sir. Running a final level 3 wipe and rebuild protocol. And then I'll restore the original Navipod's course paradigms, once that's completed.
Excellent work, Tompkins. There's likely a commendation in this for you.
I think we'll hold off handing out the tier medals for the time being, gentlemen. At least until we've sorted out this hoo-ha about Crewman Crunchy's death. Space-time law might give you jurisdiction, Mr. Wormington, but this is still my ship by science. I want to see things resolved too, but I won't stand for any snap judgments. Is that clear?
Quite. Captain, I'd like your log to reflect that, as per your request, I allowed you to lock these two miscreants away below decks rather than deal with them on the spot.
Good. Excellent. Now, well, let's have no more summary trial nonsense and get about investigating Crunchy's death by the book. Then, if, and I mean if, Ringo, the evidence demonstrates the Doctor and Advik were involved, well, I won't stand in the way of legitimate justice.
Captain Beryllium, once my team's investigation is complete, I can assure you there'll be no argument about it, no doubts left in your mind. Those two will face a firing squad for their crimes.
Nothing like a fair and impartial investigation, Lieutenant. And that? Well, that sounds nothing like it. Oh, carry on, Mr. Wormington. Carry on. Computer, what's our revised ETA to Earth now?
As per our original flight plan, Captain, we will rendezvous with Earth space docks in 95 days and 4 hours. Please note, diagnostic sensors indicate there remains a 43% probability the Navipod will suffer a critical systems failure within a 2-month period.
Oh, smashing, that is all we need. More delays and major system repairs. Tompkins?
Yes, Captain?
When you have a moment, see if you can get the old Navicomp systems out of storage, given the once over. I don't want to tempt fate, but going on how this mission's gone so far, We might just need to fall back on them.
95 days, 7 hours, Captain Beryllium. We have returned to our previously computed vector, as Lieutenant Wormington requested.
Space-time directives be damned. Once this investigation's complete, I'll make sure Lieutenant Wormington never gives another command on my ship again.
I tell you not to hit that pipe! It's venting something unpleasant into this small room that I'd rather not inhale.
Sorry, Abvik. I thought that pipe controlled the door's hydraulics. I guess that must have been on an earlier. Maybe later, Friday tomorrow? Perhaps I should try the sonic toothbrush.
Didn't you say that would trigger the alarm systems? Plus, it's ear-splitting in close quarters like this, and I could live without a migraine. Thank you very much. Why can't we ever sit quietly and let things run their course, Doctor? Why am I even suggesting that? Of course we can't, can we? You're going to run us headlong into another confrontation with that Wormington fellow, and I bet this time he'll flick his plasma rifle safety off.
Given I suspect Wormington won't really wait around for us to wait up before he deals with us, Abvik, I think we'd better get out there.
I guess that might not be the worst idea you've ever had, Doctor.
Plus, do you really want to sit here while something big and murdery wanders these ship's corridors and picks off the crew one by one like cherries?
Not exactly.
Hence, I say, let's get out there, find whoever killed Crunchy, and prove our innocence.
Which means, in your case, relative innocence.
Give over, Goose. I've never been convicted of anything. Aha! Stand back in amazement. Right. Let's scamper back to the Weasleys and Scarper.
Dr. Weasel, I am shocked. Normally, I'd say that leaving is a great idea and one I could get solidly behind. Only...
Only what? I think we can land somewhere else if you want to take those readings for your calculations.
Yes, good, I'm glad, but that's not what I meant. You just said we can't abandon the freighter crew to face whatever creature murdered Crunchy.
Since when did you grow a spine? Oh, it pains me to admit this, Abvik, but Captain Beryllium does seem a decent sort. And aside from that psychotic lieutenant, I guess the rest of her crew don't deserve to have their necks snapped.
Excellent! So we'll stay and help work out who or what committed the murder.
Yes, but we have to be careful. For one, my long and luscious weasel neck is not for cracking. And for another, if Wormington finds we've escaped, I suspect we'll be on a one-way scenic trip out the nearest airlock. Come along, Goose. Let's go have a surreptitious scout around the cargo decks.
Squad leader, report. Anything?
We've been through half the ship, but nothing of interest yet, Lieutenant. Aside from a funny-looking blue portable toilet. Don't remember seeing that before. Door was jammed shut, so I've sent Smith back to requisition a fusion cutter.
Right. What about the Organo-4 motion trackers? Have they registered anything?
No, sir. But we've only been operating them in passive mode around the H3 cryo chambers. I recall the active scan can interfere with the cooling system's electronics.
That's the 47Gs, man. These are the 51Fs. Switch on active scan. I'll be damned if the Chaconians are going to slip any more agents past me.
Contact. 100 meters. Dead ahead. 3 of them. And, sir, they're not registering as Terran organiforms.
I knew it! I bloody knew it! Everyone, safety's off! Plasma rounds to kill! Jenkins, you take point.
I'm beginning to realize how enormous this freighter is, Doctor. We've been walking for ages and we're getting nowhere. It's all just holes of frozen gas and service ducting.
All right, Abvik. This ship's easily more than a couple of miles long, which means searching her for our killer might take a wee while. If only we had some kind of clue.
What sort of clue are you thinking of? A suspicious muddy footprint? A barely glimpsed furtive figure in the shadows?
Well, I was rather hoping for something like a signed confession illuminated in hard-to-miss neon. Would that be too much to hope for? Playing detective is hard, no matter what that guy with the curly mustache says. I much prefer it where the bad guys don't sneak around so much.
Sorry, Dr. Weasel. There's no substitute for good, honest investigation. We'll just have to keep looking until...
And you wanted to keep looking. Come on, Avik. This way!
Doctor Weasel, why are you running towards a pitched battle?
Oh, come on, Avic, what's the worst that can happen?
As I get shot in the crossfire, the very last thing I see is your gimp face mouthing, "Ooh, sorry."
You! How the photon did you two escape? No matter, get up! See if you can persuade your Chaconian chums to back down.
Lieutenant Wormington, always a pleasure. But as I already explained, whoever they are, they're not our friends.
Sir, had to pull back. They've wiped out the rest of the squad.
I'm suddenly beginning to favourably reevaluate your plan to run for it, Doctor.
Who or what else is aboard the Shazbot? Is it an elite band of Chaconian nest warriors? Hired trans-dimensional assassins? Or perhaps simply a band of crusty environmental protesters with sharp sticks? Whoever it is, don't forget to return once more to find out who or what in Dr. Weasel, Goose Shock, Part 4.
Dr. Weasel is a Weasel Teleorder Enterprise production featuring Randolph Weasel as Dr. Weasel, Coomington Goose, Avic Goose, Joe Scott as Captain Beryllium, Steve Alexander as Lieutenant Wormington, and Elliot Stewart as Jenkins.